Now, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland is advising that Nestlé is voluntarily recalling specific batches of its SMA infant formula and follow-on formula due to the potential presence of cerulide. The Director of Audits, Incidents and Investigation with the Food Safety Authority of Ireland is Dr. Michelle Moynihan, who joins me on the programme now. Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
Right, so this is voluntary. I presume this product's not made in Ireland. So were the initial concerns flagged elsewhere and what exactly went on?
Yeah, so that's correct, Greg. It's not made here, but we were notified yesterday by Nestlé that they were undertaking a precautionary recall of a number of specific batches of their SMA infant formula and follow-on formula due to the potential presence of a toxin known as cerulide. And this toxin is produced by some strains of a particular bacteria known as Bacillus cereus, which can cause food poisoning. Now, this bacteria is found in a number of environments, including in food production environments. Nestlé identified a problem with some batches of their product and have, as they are legally obliged to do, they are now undertaking a recall of that product to ensure consumers' health is protected. It's important to say that there has been no reported cases of illnesses to date, but the information published on our website, fsai.ie, and on Nestlé's at nestle.co.uk is advising parents, caregivers and guardians to check if you have the affected products at home and if you have to stop using them. The specific batch codes, there's a 10-digit batch code beginning with the number 5 and specific expiry dates on the products affected. And you can check the list on our website. And if you have it at home, stop giving it to your infant or young baby immediately. If the child, the infant is well, there's nothing further you need to do. However, if the infant or young baby is experiencing any form of illness or is feeling unwell or you have any concerns, you should contact your healthcare professional to seek some advice.
And Michelle, obviously just to sort of manage people's anxieties here, there has been no reports of any illness. Where it may happen, it's an upset stomach, some vomiting and passes relatively quickly. Am I correct in saying so? Now, that's not to say if you have any concerns, do not contact a health professional, but at the same time, that's our understanding.
Yeah, so the illness is nausea and some vomiting. And of course, it's distressing to see infants or young children sick, but it does onset relatively quickly after consuming affected products, so within 5 hours, but it does run its course relatively quickly, within 6 to 24 hours. So I suppose the important advice today for parents and caregivers is to immediately check if you're using any of the affected products. There's a number of specific names identified, and to stop using them immediately, and that's the necessary action that needs to be taken today.
Yes. Now, again, people, this is one of those areas people can really be quite brand loyal, because that certain products might agree with their children and they want to continue using them. So I'm not here to cheerlead for SMA, but the truth is that this is a specific batch. You can check if you have it in your possession. If you're going to the shop today to buy this infant formula or the follow-on formula, our expectation is that it is no longer on the shelves and the product you'd be buying today would be free from any risk that we're talking about right now.
Yeah, so yesterday when Nestlé notified us and their customers, which includes the retail stores, the pharmacies, the shops that received it, they would all have taken action yesterday to remove it from their shelves, as they're legally obliged to do following the notification from Nestlé. Today, in conjunction with our colleagues in the Environmental Health Service of the HSE, we're undertaking store checks to verify that all affected products and batches have been removed and that point of sale notices are displayed in those stores informing consumers of the affected batches. So those checks, that verification is underway today, but it is only the batches and the products that are listed on our website and Nestlé's that are affected by the recall.
In terms of the product people may well have now, okay, so if they check the FSAI website, we've linked it onto our website as well, and they find that they have some of this batch, do you have any responsibility in advising them what to do? Because obviously things are very tight at the moment. This stuff can be, you know, quite expensive, and you could have, you know, two tubs of it here. What recourse is there for people? Can they go to a store and exchange it, for an example?
So in this specific instance, Nestle have instigated their own care line in Ireland. And I'll just give out the number. It's 1-800-931-832. They've also set up an online form at their website, nestle.co.uk/get-in-touch. If you use that online form to just upload a picture of the product you have and a picture of the batch code, which you'll find on the end of the tin or the packet or towards the top if you have one of the pre-made up containers of ready-to-feed powder, you upload the photos and the of both the affected product and the batch code, and Nestle will contact you directly with a refund. So there is two ways to get in touch with Nestle, both that number 1-800-931-832 and through their get in touch form on their website, nestle.co.uk, to seek that refund.
And just to be clear as well to listeners, there's nothing in the preparation process that negates the risk of this toxin, so don't take any risks. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately it's heat resistant, so even preparing the infant formula as per the instructions won't render it inactive, and the risk is still there. That's why this precautionary recall has been undertaken.
All right, and as I say, it is precautionary. There's no reports of any nausea or vomiting, which can be the consequence of this. But if you do experience that, don't worry, contact your GP. But it passes, I understand anyway, it passes really quite quickly. It's just to be on the safe side, isn't it? I'm glad I don't have to make up formula anymore. I don't know about you, Michelle.
Yeah, so look, I understand that it's concerning for parents, but really important today, if you use this brand of formula and you're not sure, stop, check our website and make sure that the brand, the particular version of the formula that you have and the batch codes aren't ones that are listed. And if they are, stop using it immediately. That's the important action for parents to take today to reassure themselves.
Thanks for your time. I do appreciate it. Look after yourself. Dr. Michelle Moynihan, Director of Audits, Incidents and Investigations with the Food Safety Authority of Ireland.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 91-26025.
Okay, it is time for our first Community Garda information of 2026. It's Tuesday, the 6th of January, and we're joined in studio by Garda Grainne Doherty from Letterkenny Garda Station. Grainne, good morning to you. Thanks for your time. Okay, we'll get through the appeal, or we'll start with the appeal, sorry, because we've got quite a lot to get through. And we'll start with a fatal assault in Ardara.
Yes, Gardaí and Donegal are investigating all of the circumstances surrounding the death of a male at a location near Ardara in the early hours of Monday, 5th of January 2026. At approximately 3:50 a.m, Gardaí and emergency services were alerted to an assault at a domestic residence outside the town. A male in his 60s was subsequently pronounced deceased at the scene. A male in his 30s was later arrested at a second location and is detained currently under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act 1984 at a Garda station in Donegal. A senior investigating officer has been appointed to lead this investigation, and an incident room has been established at Ballyshannon Garda station. A family liaison officer has been assigned to support the family of the deceased. Anybody with information are asked to contact Ballyshannon Garda station on 071 985-8530, the Garda Confidential line on 1800-666-111, or any Garda station, and the investigations are ongoing.
On to a number of criminal damage, alleged criminal damage instances. We'll start in Castlefin.
Yes, this criminal damage incident occurred in the area of Gartnamuck, Castlefin, on Saturday the 27th of December, shortly before 6:40 p.m. So three males wearing balaclavas set fire to an oil tank at a house in that area around that time. They also smashed six windows of the house and also the rear windscreen of the car at the address. The fire services attended the scene and extinguished the fire, and thankfully nobody was hurt. We're appealing to anybody who might have witnessed these males in the area or witnessed the incident to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530. So if anybody travelled in that general area with a dash cam between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. on that date, we're asking them to please make that footage available to us. And again, as with all of our appeals, the Garda Confidential line can be contacted on 1800-666-111.
And people should have confidence in being able to contact the local Garda station, but it's possible in an incident like that that people may have information and they would like to pass it on anonymously, given the nature of the incident.
Yeah, for various reasons. Sometimes people like to use the confidential line, and that's why it's there.
I know you remind us from time to time how that works, but perhaps it may be useful just to do it one more time.
Yeah, so when you contact that number, you don't speak to a person when you call that number. You're put through to sort of an answering service, really, and you know, a mailbox. and you speak after the bleep. So you just leave whatever information you have to leave. There's no requirement on you to leave your personal details whatsoever.
OK, our next criminal damage appeal focuses in the Stranorlar area.
Yes, another incident of criminal damage. This happened at Woodlaw in Stranorlar on Sunday the 28th of December between approximately 7.30pm and 7.40pm. The rear driver's side window of a parked car at a house in that area was smashed between those times. We're appealing to anybody who might have relevant information to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny on 91 67 100. We're appealing to any motorists who might have travelled on the Lifford Road in Stranorlar or within the area of Woodlawn itself between 7.15pm and 7.45pm on that date. If they had a dash cam, could they please make that footage available to us?
It's quite brazen, isn't it? Whilst there's the cover of darkness, it is in the early evening, so there should be people out and about maybe that witnessed something.
Yeah, and that's a busy stretch of road as well, that Lifford Road in Stranorlar.
So all right, St Mary's Church, Sesh O'Neill. On yes. Christmas Day of all days, or at least between Christmas
During
Day and
the
28th.
Period,
yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah, an incident of criminal damage. This happened in the graveyard of St Mary's Church, Sesh O'Neill, Ballybuffet, between 7am on Thursday the 25th of December and 6.30pm on Sunday the 28th of December. So a headstone on a grave to the rear of the church was pushed over and damage caused to it between those times. We're appealing to anybody. If anybody observed any type of suspicious activity in the area of the graveyard between those dates, or if anybody has any relevant information, please contact Gardaí and Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
Okay, it's a reappeal next in relation to an incident that happened in December.
Yes, we did appeal around this time in relation to this incident, so we've been asked just to issue a reappeal. So Gardaí are continuing their investigations into incidents of criminal damage. These happened in the area of Beechwood Grove, Lifford, in the early hours of Saturday the 13th of December, shortly before 25 to 1 in the morning. Three vehicles at an address in that estate were badly damaged. Substantial damage was caused to the bodywork of the vehicles and the windows were also smashed. So we're appealing to anybody who might have observed these incidents to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny on 91 67 100. And should anyone again have travelled in that area or within the general area off Lifford itself with a dash cam between midnight and 1am on that date, we're asking them to please make that footage available to us.
And our last criminal damage appeal relates to Colin Dunnow.
Yes, so Gardaí have received and responded to numerous reports in recent days and weeks in relation to youths using quads on public roads and public areas in various locations across North Inishowen. So on Saturday the 27th of December, between 8.45pm and 8.50pm, a quad was driven around the green area of the council offices in Carn Donagh in a dangerous manner. Substantial damage was caused to the green as a result. So this is not the first time that this type of damage, unfortunately, has been caused on this green area in Carn Donagh, and CCTV has been put in place as a result. So that CCTV is being viewed and the investigation is ongoing. So we're advising, firstly, the quad driver in question in this instance to come and speak to us. And we want just to send out an appeal to parents more so than, well, the young people and parents, but speaking to the parents directly. Just to let them know, quads are powerful machines. They have the potential to severely or even fatally injure someone. And this has happened in the past. There's been numerous instances.
Yeah.
And when a quad is used in a public road, they're subject to the same rules as any other MPV. They have to be registered, taxed and in a good roadworthy condition. The driver has to hold the appropriate driving licence and they must be insured to drive the vehicle. So we're asking parents, we're urging parents this morning, really, please speak to your youths in relation to the danger associated with the use of quad bikes. And also in relation to the law surrounding the use of them, please don't allow your youth knowingly allow them to use a quad on public roads and make it known to them this behaviour won't be tolerated by you as their parent or by the Gardaí.
Yeah, and I'm sure these appeals are off the back of incidences and reports to the Gardaí. We're getting them to people very frustrated. They've seen a peak in this activity. It's always worth passing it on to the Gardaí, though.
It is,
as you would any other illegal activity or suspected illegal activity.
Most definitely. Because then we can appeal even for dash cam footage. You know, we can appeal for footage and try and track these young people down. And it's for their own safety. You know, the damage was caused and it was in a public area. And that will be at the public's cost now to fix up. And quite substantial damage was caused to the green area. Our main concern is the safety, really, to that aspect of the young person. Do you know, you can't put an old head in young shoulders.
No.
And it's up to the parents, really. Speak to the young people I'm sure some parents aren't aware that their youths are at this behaviour, but some, I believe, are aware. And, you know, the safety of the young people is paramount.
Well, there feels to be, and it's sad to say, almost an inevitability. Unfortunately, we have seen, and they don't always make the news in terms of, you know, very, you know, a fatal collision or something, but people with broken necks, broken backs, you know, broken legs that will never be working correctly again. Like, it's, there's inevitability with the amount of use of these vehicles and the fashion in which they're being used that we're eventually going to be appealing in relation to a very serious incident, like, unfortunately, we've had to do in the past.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we want to prevent. And in recent days, too, with the snowfall and the roads the way they are, and I have seen clips up online of young people out on quad, you know, and the weather has contributed to the use, the overuse of them over the past few days. But this has been an issue in the North Inishowen area for a good number of weeks and months. Mm-hmm. So we're really, really appealing to parents in that area and in all areas across the county. Please speak to your young people.
Yeah, I remember appeals from your colleagues in Inishowen years ago of a particular concern in relation to this in the Inishowen area. Dangerous driving incidences being investigated in the Derry Beg area.
Yes, Gardaí are investigating reports of dangerous driving incidents that occurred in the Lunya area of Derry Beg. On Thursday, the 25th of December, between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m, we're appealing to anybody who might have dash cam footage or mobile phone footage from that area on that date to make it available to Gardaí. If anybody witnessed these incidents or if they have any relevant information that would assist with our investigation, we're asking them to make contact with Gardaí in Bunbeg on 074 953 1333.
Two thefts from cars, the first in Letterkenny.
Yeah, thefts off cars in these instances, yeah. So the first one is the theft of a car from Knocknamona Park, Letterkenny, on Tuesday the 23rd of December between 9 a.m. and 8 p.m. The car in question is a black Peugeot 5008, registration number 11KE7800. We're appealing to anybody who might have travelled in that area with a dash cam between those times to make the footage available to us. This car has not been recovered as up until today.
Yeah.
And so we're appealing to the public to please contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 916 7100 if you have any information as to the current whereabouts of it, or even if you come across it on a road or see it parked up somewhere in a lay-by or abandoned, please alert Gardaí.
I said theft from a car. Of course, that's theft of a car. And another incident in Donegal Town.
Another similar incident, yeah. Again, we're appealing for information in relation to the theft of a car from Meeting House Street, Donegal Town, between 11 p.m. on Wednesday the 31st of December and 3 p.m. the following day, Thursday the 1st of January. So this car is a red Honda Jazz, registration number 11DL6681. Again, we're appealing to anybody who might have relevant information in relation to this incident or in relation to the current location of this car, again, should they see it parked up or abandoned. Contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
Now, information in relation to an alleged incident in Ran.
Yes, we're investigating an alleged incident that occurred in the area of Ran, Letterkenny, near the entrance to the Ranmoor Walk on Friday the 2nd of January between 5 to 5 in the evening and 5 past 5. So as part of that investigation, we wish to speak to a female who is believed to have been involved in this incident. We're asking her to please get in touch with us. We're also appealing to anybody who might have travelled in that area or in the area of Cree Smith Old Town on that date between 4:45 p.m. and 5:15 p.m. with a dash cam to get in contact with us. We're particularly interested in hearing about any sightings of a black Audi A4 or A6, and the year is believed to be between 00 to 04, and two men were on board in that area on that date. Gardaí in Letterkenny may be contacted on 916 7100 in relation to this matter. And again, the Garda Confidential line 1800 666 111.
All right, so that's between 4:55 and 5 past 5 in the evening of Friday the 2nd. Right, now, an appeal in relation to missing property from the fire service of all groups.
Yes, so on Saturday the 20th of December, Buncrana Fire Services attended the scene of a collision at Lynx View Estate at Ludden in Buncrana. And when they returned to the fire station following the incident, they realised that some of their equipment that they had used was missing, namely a yellow strobe light and two signs. So the larger of the two signs was red and white, and it read Fire Brigade Incident Ahead, and the smaller sign was black and white with the following writing 200m or 200 metres. If anyone has any information in relation to the current location of these items, we're asking them to contact Buncrana Gardaí on 932-0540, and we're very anxious to retrieve these items. You know, they're essential pieces of equipment for the fire service. And so any relevant information will be very welcome.
Yeah, I don't need to spell it out why that's important and why it's crazy to do it, why it's important that they're returned and why it's crazy to do it in the first instance, even if maybe they could be left somewhere or something if the person responsible or persons is listening. Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but that seems to be illogical.
Yeah. I'll post pictures, actually. I think I sent on pictures. You have pictures available to you there too of the two signs and of the strobe lights. So I'll post them to the Garda Facebook page today too, just for reference.
Good stuff. Right, we'll reflect then, lastly, if that's okay, on the Garda Síochána Síochána traffic enforcement operation that ran over Christmas New Year.
Yeah, so a dedicated road traffic enforcement operation ran throughout the festive period. It began on the 1st of December and continued until yesterday, the 5th of January. So our work in relation to safety on the roads will, of course, continue beyond this operation. Sadly, some drivers, they're continuing to make irresponsible decisions when it comes to road safety. They're continuing to speed and driving while under the influence. And since our last appeals on the 23rd of December, there have been 9 arrests in relation to suspected drink driving offences and 7 in relation to suspected drug driving offences across Donegal. That's in addition to a range of other offences, of course, that were detected, during this operation.
Speeding, seatbelts, etc.
Yeah. So we're continuing to urge drivers, and we sound like a long playing record at this stage, but please, we're urging drivers, don't ever consider driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Wear your seatbelt. Make sure your passengers are wearing their seatbelt. Don't hold, use a mobile phone while driving. Put it out of the way, put it in the glove compartment or put it in silence so the temptation's not there. And slow down. That's a big one. Slow down on the roads. And the roads have been treacherous the past number of days. I don't need to tell you, we all know how bad the roads have been the last few days. And just now that the roads have started to thaw out considerably today, maybe use this opportunity before the next, bad stretch of ice in the roads. Use this opportunity to check your tyres. Take them into a tyre centre, get them checked if you're not sure how to do it yourself. Make sure they're roadworthy. You know, it's recommended that you change your tyres when the tread depth falls below 3 millimetres and the legal minimum tread depth is 1.6 millimetres.
Yeah. That's your only contact with the road?
That's your only contact with the road. Just make sure your tyres are in a roadworthy condition. And some useful tips just in relation to driving safely on icy or snowy roads were posted to our Facebook page yesterday. If anybody wants to have a read at that, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah. Because this is not for you to comment on. It's not appropriate. We prepare people to drive. And the way we do so, it doesn't take into account how you drive in weather like this. We actually cancel the tests when weather's like this. And then you've got young drivers, and I know all about this, and they're fully qualified drivers, but, check out that advice on your Facebook page.
Yeah, well, they mightn't even be aware. Just even some simple advice, like even removing, when you're cleaning the windscreen of your car before you set off, make sure the snow's off the roof. You could be travelling along the road and your roof, suddenly the whole lot comes down on the windscreen, locks your view, or, driving in the highest gear that you can drive in on icy roads. And when you're going downhill around bends, go to a low gear, things like that. So there's lots of useful tips on there.
Good stuff. Thank you very much indeed. Okay. Garda Grainne Dohertey from the Letterkenny Garda Station. We can go to Jerry now. Morning, Jerry.
Morning, Greg.
It's good to have you on. You're in the Drumkeen area, and it's just the latest water outage for you guys.
It's just the latest, Greg. It's exactly it. It's incredible. I mean, 3 weeks ago, during the heaviest rain that we've had for some considerable time, it was off again for 2 days. I contacted them, and I was told that water conservation was an act being acted at the time. The time where there was so much rain, it's just incredible. Now, we got a message yesterday that unscheduled works were taking place and that the water was going to be off. I got a link to a page that gave a little bit of information where it says that step testing is taking place. Now, I don't understand what step testing means, but this is the coldest spell that we've had for some considerable time, and why testing has to be done during this time is just incredible.
Well, remind people, Jerry, what that means in terms of, living, heating in your situation without water.
Absolutely. No fire. I mean, we've a back boiler. We do have oil as well, but, that can't be used all the time.
No.
We have a back boiler. We can't use it. We have no means of washing anything. No means of even making a cup of tea unless you go to shops and buy water. And as you know, the roads today are treacherous.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly out here, they're really treacherous. And, you know, I just don't understand it. It's just incredible the way Irish Water treat people.
Have you been given any indications to when this your water will return, whenever what this ever step testing is?
They said possibly 12 o'clock today, but then it would take a number of hours for it to come back normally.
Yeah, okay.
But my problem, Greg, is that with water not flowing through pipes and so much frost, those pipes are likely to freeze. And when they put that water back on, there's going to be burst pipes all over the place.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not an expert, but I would assume that that's quite possible, you know.
But it's also a head-scratcher. You talked about water conservation last month. Pettigo has a nighttime restrictions at the moment because of water conservation. Milford's still under a water conservation order. I mean, if we can't gather this water and get it to houses, I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? The amount of rain that's fallen over the last while.
It's I don't know. I mean, I can't explain it. It's just incredible as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Listen, we're going to chase this up with Ishq Aaron to see what they have to say and find out what this step testing is and why it was done now. For now, Jerry, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Right, now, today is January the 6th, and while for many it marks the day the decorations finally come down, ours came down before New Year's Eve, and the routine of the new year truly begins, ours began a few days ago, I didn't write this, here in Ireland it carries a much more special meaning. Today is Nollag na Mann, Women's Christmas. Caroline Carr, Assistant Curator of Donegal County Museums, in studio with me. Hello.
Hello, Greg. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too. So where did this tradition begin?
Well, it is a very old tradition. It's when, finally, after the Christmas celebrations, and it's also the 12th night as well, so women finally got a break from all the Christmas work and all the drudgery they had to do and from the normal working day. So they got a day off, usually, where they down tools and left the men to fend for themselves, and also had a nice something to eat, brought over their friends, or went and finally socialised on a day off.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to happen as much anymore.
Not really, no. Life is so busy, and traditions go by the wayside, unfortunately, and it's maybe one... It's been revived, and it was more common down in the south of, you know, down in Cork and Kerry, but it's a great tradition to revive, and it's becoming more... more people are celebrating it now, and women are making an effort to celebrate it.
Yeah, and I saw some venues were doing special occasions for it. And it's not necessarily now to mark the fact that the woman's in a penny slaving all Christmas, right? You would hope, wouldn't you?
You'd hope
that maybe responsibilities are more shared.
You'd hope.
It can still be an opportunity to celebrate.
Well, it's a good an excuse. We'll take it. Any excuse to have a day dedicated to women, because there's certainly a lot of days dedicated to men.
Yeah, well, we've got poor Councillor Dakota Menemann freezing in a car. How are you getting on? Good morning to you.
I'm good, yeah, I'm good. It's just
you look foundered.
Not too bad, but if I was in the house, you'd have a toddler screaming in the background, so...
Wouldn't that really drive home the point, though, of what we're talking about, that you need a blooming break for a day?
Exactly, yeah.
Is this something that's, I mean, obviously as the younger person in this conversation, is this something you're really familiar with or what, Dakota?
In terms of my family and everything, not something I'd be too familiar with traditions. It's something, it was always acknowledged in my household, but it wasn't bigly celebrated. Like, we would get a takeaway and that would probably be...
But I like that. I think that's cool way to mark. It's kind of more modern, really, if the truth be told.
Yeah, more modern.
You know, get the takeaway, no cooking, no dishes.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, okay. So are you giving yourself any passes today?
Yeah, well, I'll not do any housework anyways. I think I'll have to cook anyways. No choice there, but...
You know, you're just doubling up for the 7th now.
That's it.
We'll try and get a cleaner around and give you the full day off.
That'll be great, yeah.
But it is a busy Christmas with a young one as well too, and it's a lovely time of the year, of course, but it is a busy time of the year. So you can see by where historically, Dakota, you know, there was a day like this.
Oh yeah, definitely, because the women, they take on so many roles at Christmas, you know, between the children, you know, getting everything ready for them and the cooking and the cleaning and everything. So it's definitely a well-deserved day off.
All right, good stuff. Listen, thank you. If you go into Dakota's house tomorrow morning, take away dishes at the front door and the vacuum cleaner out, because it's all going to have to be caught up on. Listen, put your feet up and try and enjoy it anyway, and look after yourself, Dakota. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, see you.
Good stuff. Caroline Carr's with us. And Breezy Kelly is founder of Bake Bread for Peace. A traditionalist, Breezy, you are, aren't you? Good morning to you. Breezy, sorry, I had the wrong fader.
Are you all cozied up?
Do you know what? It's roasting in here, I'm going to say, Breezy. As a child in your house growing up, was this a thing?
No, never heard of it, probably till the late 80s or early 90s. No, it was in our house, it was called Little Christmas.
Mm.
And I'll tell you, if my mother didn't cook the dinner, there wouldn't have been a dinner. And I would almost bet that it would have been the same for every other woman in the community here. We never heard of Nollag Mná. Never heard of it. There's a guy I follow on Facebook, Michael Fortune is his name, and Ara, he researches everything. I think folklore.ie is his page. But he did a search in the school's folklore archives. The school's folklore collection. This was 1937 to 1938, and he was looking for references to Nollag Mná. Or I'm saying it wrong and all that. But he came on two references of Nollag Naman, three references to women's Christmases. Christmas, 282 references to Little Christmas, and 39 references to Old Christmas. So, you know, there was a reference from the 1800s where it said that the gentry would certainly feast on the day, and they would be served by local domestics who, if they were lucky enough, they would get the rest of the evening off. So it seems to me, Greg, now it's not a bad tradition. I mean, I think any time women get together with a bit of sense is a good gathering. But much of women are losing sense these days as well. It's hard to keep a straight head, isn't it? But yes, in my observation, Greg, it's a new phenomenon.
Will you have a few friends around this evening and try and rejig it, Breezy? Try and get it back up and running, keep the head straight and all that stuff. But will you try and...
What I'm hoping to do, Greg, is sit and have a cuppa with my daughter and hopefully my granddaughter, and just to acknowledge the blessings we have, that we have come through another year, and we'll invite, well, I have great faith in Bridget in all celebrations, and we'll just ask Bridget to shower us with the blessings we need most this year. You know, it doesn't, the decorations, well, they say it's bad luck to take them down before the 6th, Greg, but bejeepers, mine are down now 2 or 3 days.
I say, but sure, listen, that's all well and good until some idiot in the house puts them up on November 25th. What are you going to do? You can't look at them for half the year. Breezy, look after yourself. I hope you get to meet up this evening with your lovely family and have a lovely evening. Caroline Carr, assistant creator of Donegal County Museum. So, like, I keep talking about Nollag Na Mban every year, but it seems to be that the importance of it or the widespread sort of interest in it is played down every year.
Well, as Breezy said, it's been revived. You know, it was always mostly celebrated down in the south of Ireland. In Donegal here, it probably didn't. You know, it wasn't known as Nollag Na Mban. It was known as the Epiphany, Little Christmas, Nollag Sell, and the time when you put the three kings into the crib. So, probably this time of year, the women did get a day off. Maybe they didn't have the proper name for it, as we have named everything now. But it was a day to kind of maybe use up. A lot of families would have a big dinner, not the same as Christmas, but maybe using up the last of the Christmas pudding, the Christmas cake, and that was when the women came in and sat down and finally had a cup of tea themselves, and maybe, as my mother would say, throw the dishes out for the day.
I know, just talking about tradition, like I know people for all the tea in China wouldn't take the Christmas decorations down before
today.
They simply would not under any circumstances.
No, not definitely not at all. It's definitely that's one of the older traditions, is that you wouldn't dare take your Christmas decorations down because you'd bring in bad luck to the house.
Yeah.
But the other tradition as well, maybe people don't realise associated with this, was it's a very interesting tradition, was, or folklore was, on the eve of the Epiphany at midnight, that people, how old people would put vessels, put containers of water outside the house, and at midnight, for a couple of minutes, the water would turn into wine.
And were you allowed to drink it?
No, well, you weren't even allowed to look at it. You know, it was just a thing that happened. Okay. It was a miracle it happened, but the water into wine, and supposedly whales would turn into wine as well. But I don't know how... I don't know whether anybody got to drink the wine or not, but it was another old tradition, as well as lighting 12 candles too.
Okay, and the old Christmas element of it, is that relating to, I mean, obviously, you know, the December 25th is the date we have chosen, effectively. So is, when we reference old Christmas, is that to do with an alternative date?
Or it's the 12th night. It's the 12th night. Little Christmas, the 12th night of Christmas, the final day of celebrating the 12 days of Christmas. And that's when the 12 candles would be lit, and the Feast of the Epiphany, of course.
Right, lads, nollag na man, or ladies, dependent on which way you have it all set up. Don't know how that would work, but anyway, someone's going to have to do something. But maybe you could do a little bit tonight, cook some dinner, whatever it might be, and give the special person in your life a night off. Rita, you're from Kerry. Good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. You celebrated, was it Little Christmas or Nollag na Man in Kerry?
Well, it was Little Christmas, that's all it was ever called. And that time you would hear people say Women's Christmas, all right, but mainly Little Christmas. But we had it like a Christmas day, really. We had a turkey dinner and everything.
Oh, wow. And it would still be the women traditionally who would have cooked it, so they didn't get any day off.
Always the women. Never in my life heard of the women getting a day off at Christmas.
No, nor me neither. And do you remember, I mean, you didn't have crackers and stuff, right? You just sat, as you have the dinner, it's just a regular dinner, but it has the form of a traditional Christmas dinner.
That's right, yeah. It was the Christmas dinner with all the trimmings and the pudding and all that, you know. But now in Kerry, especially around the stole, the women have a big thing about going out on the 6th, you know, for Christmas, for Little Christmas. And in recent years, it has cut on big time down there. The women all have a night out and every place is kind of booked out.
Brilliant, and you know? So it should be. Bring it back, exactly. Thank you so much for that. I do appreciate it. That's Rita. And, you know, commercially, you can make a big deal of that. There's an event on in the Strand Bar and Restaurant in Fulcarra tonight at 7 p.m. for Nollag na Man. Great for women to relax and have fun, which is good. Anything coming up exciting in the County Museum? There always is, Caroline, but I don't want to put you on the spot either.
Well, at the minute, our fantastic Donegal Scotland exhibition still continues. An extraordinarily popular exhibition. If you haven't seen it, come in. It covers Donegal people working in Scotland between 1940 and 1990. We still have, you know, so many people coming in from Scotland, from all over Ireland to see it. And that continues. And, you know, come into the museum. Like, we've had people there just since we opened in the new year, have made a resolution now that they're going to come and see what's in their local area, what's in their locality. And it's a great snapshot of Donegal history and heritage, you know, and one, you know, we can do it in 40 minutes. And it gives you a little idea of how extraordinary our history is and heritage. And it's free.
Yeah, and it's not only that it's extraordinary, it's that it's archived, it's there, we know
it's
it,
there,
and
yeah,
we can enjoy it. Listen, thank you so much for calling up to us, Caroline. I know we'll be talking in the not-too-distant future about some other wonderful developments at the Donegal County Museum, but it's always a pleasure having you with us. Caroline Carr, Assistant Curator of Donegal County Museum. You take the rest of the day off there now.
Oh, thanks very much. Very good. I'll mention that at work.
Back shortly. Yes, we always had a Christmas-like dinner. May have been roast chicken, something. We only had on a Sunday. We also hung up our socks and got 50p. We waited patiently on that. Those were the days. Happy New Year, one and all. What a lovely tradition. Greg, what a load of paganism and superstition about both festivals, all wrong and anti-God and true Christianity. I don't think they're either of those things, but thanks for your comment. We went to an event in the harbour in Bonkrana for Nollag na Mann. It was an afternoon tea and proceeds went to Eye Care. It was lovely. Music was laid on and a raffle. Sounds fantastic. Back with you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Have a great day.